Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I've been thinking about leadership this week and working through a course called Natural Leading Processes. At its heart, it's a course about what has to be true in you for you to get other people to do stuff. And unsurprisingly, it begins with having a clear, well-rounded picture of what it is you want, what that will involve, and being comfortable with what it involves. And here's an exercise you might want to try if there is somebody in your life that you would like to get to do something specific. So start by just getting focused on that person you want to influence and that thing you want them to do. Now imagine that there are 6 stepping stones in your imagination, and imagine that as you step on the first stone, you see that person doing the thing you want them to do, and you notice when they're doing it, where they are as they do it, if there are other people around as they do it. Notice the behaviors they have to go through to do this thing that you want them to do. And just really play that movie and make it vivid of watching this person do the thing you want them to do. And when you really have a clear picture, a clear soundtrack for that person doing the thing you want them to do, see another step in front of you and step into that step. And on this step, you will find you have magically stepped into the shoes of that person you wanted to influence, so that you are now doing the thing you wanted that person to do as if you're that person. And I want you to notice, what are they thinking? What are they paying attention to? What feelings do they have as they go through the behaviors that are part of doing this thing you wanted them to do? Notice what new information you get from being in their body, in their mind, in their thoughts about what they know and what they don't know, where they have blind spots that are different than yours, where they have priorities that feel different than yours. And just be really curious about the experience that this other person will have when they do the thing you want them to do. And when you have new information, just take a breath and step onto the third step. Now, this step might be a little bit imaginary because maybe physically there's nobody located where they can see both you and the person who is doing the thing you want them to do. But there is somebody who knows both of you, who is aware of this situation. And on this step, you step into that third party's position, so that you can see the connection between you and the person who's doing the thing you want them to do. You can see how you are both connected to a situation. You can see who else might be impacted because this person does the thing you want them to do. And just from this third party's perspective, get new information about the situation. Let the movie shift a little as you play it from this different point of view. And when you have new information, just take a deep breath and imagine a fourth step in front of you. On this fourth step, you're going to the moments after this person has done the thing you wanted to do, and notice what is different for you because this person did the thing you wanted them to do. What choices do you have? What do you see and hear and feel because this person has followed through and done the thing you wanted them to do? Just notice what it's like for you when this thing has been done by this person. When you're ready, take another breath and step onto the fifth step. And on this fifth step, I want you to jump ahead in time to the first time you see this other person after they've done the thing you wanted them to do. And notice how you connect and how you interact and what is different now that they have done the thing you wanted them to do. Now that's a lot of information to hold, so what we want to do is we want to wrap it up in a symbol or an anchor so that it's easier to hold on to all of the thinking you have done. So as you step onto the next step, the final step, the sixth step now, just allow an image or a sound or a word to come into your mind that represents the whole of this interaction with getting this person to do this thing. When you've got it, come all the way back. Open your eyes if you've closed them to imagine. Give your shoulders a little shake to loosen up. And now consider, what's different now when you think about this influence you want to have to get this person to do this thing? What are you noticing now that you didn't notice before? I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I hope you have new information that will move you forward.